Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
If you go to the Get Up Crew Facebook, we got a bunch of stuff on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. Pick your poison. Do you wanna find out what local places sound dirty but aren't? That's on there. We have somehow somebody came up with a list of the cities that swear the most and the least. If I said to you, which list do you think Boston would be top five on? You'd say the most, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? Because that's true. You'd be wrong. We're in a parallel universe right now because I don't believe that list. Not only is it not on the list of the city, and I'm a little bit of a spoiler alert, but not only is Boston not on the list of the cities that swear the most, it is on the list of the cities that swear the least. And listen, I've been to a lot of cities, and I've yet to be somewhere outside of New York that comes close to the way people swear around here. Because there's something with swearing when you're mad. It's easy to swear when you're mad, you know? But there's an art. There is an art to adding a nice, juicy swear to just the middle of a story and just keep it flowing to the point where
expert at that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's what we do here.
Absolutely.
And that's what they do in New York. So if there's cities ahead of us.
You want to know who number one is?
Who's number one?
Columbus, Ohio.
Well, I mean, they suck.
They swear the most.
They suck. I mean, I got to understand. They're probably just like, that's just part of their everyday lexicon. Like, what do they have to not complain about?
No, I know.
You know?
Thinking about it now, it's like, that shouldn't surprise anyone. It's the number one city that people that swear the most are probably people that live in a crappy city.
Yeah, where it's like,
I've never been there, but I've only heard that it's a crappy city.
I've driven through quickly because as soon as you drive in, it's like one of those cities. There are certain cities that you drive into, even if it's a nice sunny day, and all of a sudden you're like, why is it cloudy? Columbus, Ohio is one of those cities.
Wow.
I went to Ohio to visit a friend one time, and I was like driving, and I'm like, this sucks. Like, you ever just go, you know, like energy, you walk into a room, and sometimes you just like walk into a room, and you go, this is going to be cool, or this is going to suck. A lot
that's
of suckiness
nice,
driving through
that's
Ohio.
Nice to say to a friend of yours that lives there.
He admitted it. He admitted it. He was like, yeah, you know, but I got a good job and everything's cheap. And I'm like, I understand why. Who the hell wants to work here and live here? Anyway, so that's on the Get Up. Also on the Get Up Crew Facebook page, Pebbles did a review. They released another trailer for the Black Panther movie.
Oh, God.
Man, let me tell you.
My soul.
Now I understand. A lot of times I will harass friends or people who even call in the show. And they're talking about a relationship. And they're talking about how all the signs of them, why they were, you know, out of the relationship. But then, for some reason, they're still in the relationship. And my first thing is, how stupid are you? Why are you in the relationship? Just because he was nice to you once, you decided to forgive him for all the crap? Well, you know what? I apologize. Because I was so out of the Marvel Cinematic Universe Doctor Strange, the last good movie I saw, and it was barely good. It was just good because of all the stuff they threw at the wall, was the Spider-Man movie. But other than that, Doctor Strange sucked. Thor sucked. All the crap on Disney after Loki sucked. Miss Marvel sucks. She-Hulk, I watch it just to watch it, but it sucks. Like, everything has been telling me to get out. I was ready to break up. I was.
Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yes. Okay. And then he was nice to me for a day with the Black Panther trailer. And now I'm like, you know what? Yes, Leroy.
The trailer looked phenomenal. But I will say this. Pebbles.
Oh, here
to everybody.
We go.
No, for real. Cool. Let's not show up in all white, please, to the movie theaters.
No, don't tell me what to do.
You're talking to black people for that one.
Don't tell me what to do.
Let's not go overboard. I know we talked
tell
about
me
this
what
before.
To do.
Pebbles, please don't.
Don't tell me what to do.
You know we're all white?
I'm thinking about it.
She's going to have to buy a lot of white, too, because you know how she watches Black Panther, like, over and over, unless you're going to rock that same outfit.
I don't know if I can do that this time. I just feel like my heart's going to be breaking over and over again.
They need to figure out a good way to kill him. I mean, that's got to be the big thing about it.
God, my heart.
Because they can't just say, like, you can't kill him by, unfortunately, you can't say, like, cancer killed him or anything like that. Because in fictional Wakanda, vibranium is so amazing that it'll cure anything like that. So you can't just like kill him from a disease. But at the same time, you can't kill him in a cool battle because why wouldn't they show that cool battle? Somebody was able to kill the Black Panther. So my thing is somehow he has to get killed by one of Namor's people. Namor's kind of going to be the bad guy. He's kind of like a cool Aquaman type of dude. So I think it's got to be something like that where maybe they're like, oh, you know, where's T'Challa? And they're like, oh, no, he went to go check something out in the ocean. There was like a weird seismic shift. And the next thing, something happens. Oh, T'Challa's dead. He drowned. How did he drown? God. He has the Black Panther suit. And that's where the whole like movie starts. It got to be something like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just like, there's some shows and movies where you could just like be like, kill a character off the screen, reference it real quick and keep it moving. You can't do that with this. Main character. And unfortunately, he's a superhero. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, what, Leroy? You, it looks like you want to say something,
but
yeah.
I'm going to leave Pebbles and a lot of other people. Yeah, I'm still stuck on the
He's still stuck on the all-white thing?
That's all right. I'm not listening to you.
Leroy,
anyway.
She needs to honor this fictional land.
It's not just
this
about...
This pretend place.
You know what? You obviously did not read what I wrote, because that is not what I'm talking about. It wasn't just like my, you know, technical review of the trailer like you just went into. It was more about like my feelings about Chadwick and, you know, and because, you know, the fight as to whether he should have been replaced or not, like, you know. Anyway.
Get text messages.
I ain't listening to either one
like,
of you.
Like, I wear white.
Leave me alone.
Like, wearing white.
Leave me alone.
I mean, if Harry Potter fans and stuff dress for those type of things, you know what? Let her wear her white.
Let people be happy.
Are you going to dance, too?
You know what? I can't stand you. Right,
like, do a, what do they call, like, when everybody dances at once? When they, what's that, the term
like
for
a
that?
A flash mob.
Do a flash mob dance as the movie starts.
I would hate to see that.
A choreographed flash mob.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.